Welcome to the Taboo Podcast from Las Vegas. This is the podcast series where you hear taboo truths and taboo tales. Which do you think is which? This is episode 2 of season 9. The title of this episode is The Bells Rang Out with the Sound of Erotic Cruelty. This episode is a narrated story. Hey there, I'm your humble podcast narrator. I created this podcast series and wrote this episode called The Bells Rang Out with the Sound of Erotic Cruelty. And let me turn this over to our actor.
I am a guy who looks like a professional athlete. People often mistake me for some big baseball player they have seen in sports coverage on TV. There are some elements of truth to that perception. I was well known while I played high school baseball in my hometown in California. And I looked big because I used drugs that would enhance my body along with my sports performance. You know the exact drugs I'm talking about here. One look at me and people, male and female, responded to my muscular body. I was so proud to be beefy, and how easily I could attract people who would stare at me telling me with their eyes that they wanted me for sex. But these days I only have fish for friends. This is because today I am dead. Yes, that's what you heard me say. I drowned in the Pacific Ocean. And I want you to know the absolutely true story of what happened to me, even though I am no longer living. I know that professional athletes probably have people to help handle their life and managing things for them. I never had any such people in my life. I had to take care of everything by myself. I did not do well with taking care of myself. I fell in with men who manipulated me after I accepted gifts of sports performance enhancing drugs from them. I didn't realize they were targeting me. Their intention all along was to get me to have sex with men on camera. They started paying me to be in explicit sex videos. They gave me plenty of men in cash. They kept supplying me also with sports performance enhancing drugs so I would never walk away. They had me by the balls. I was trapped like I was owned by them. I learned many skills I did not previously have. How to arouse men who like guys that are masculine and muscled. Using my facial expressions and my fake moaning and pleasure to become sexually persuasive. Radiating very strong confidence and strength as I became the dominant top in sex videos with other men. I became skillful in overcoming all resistance any man on camera had to my sexual advances. My new erotic skills made me powerful and dangerous like a loaded gun. This boosted my reputation and I became a sex partner in videos who was always in demand. Then they started shooting sex videos of me that I did not want to participate in. I was shown in videos actually being raped by men. I was told such rape videos would make a ton of money. This happened so fast, I could not stop anything. Then I was forcibly raped by 7 men in one video. I strongly protested being raped for that video. It was graphic and deeply humiliating for me. It hurt me physically. I could hardly walk afterwards. They made a video of that porn video character being overpowered by rapists, and then he was taken on a fishing boat out to deep Pacific Ocean waters and thrown overboard. The ending was for that fictional character in the porn video to drown in terrible anguish as he sank beneath the water's surface. I was told that video would make a lot of money because it showed a popular fetish. A muscular young man who should be able to defend himself and take care of himself successfully no matter what happened to him. That guy. You know how arousing that would be. He was big. He looked tough. Yet he was shown being totally conquered. Shown being shamed by more dominant men than he was. Shown in his awful humiliation that he could not defend himself, or take care of himself, or stop the men from fucking him. So that is how I earned my legacy. I was this big, well-built young man who was overpowered and raped by men. The originators of the male rape porn videos promised I would receive a decent share of the proceeds. They lied to me. It was all total bullshit. They just wanted to shut me up so they could keep making lots of money off of male rape fetish videos showing a powerful young guy destroyed right there in close-ups while he was on camera. And then, life imitated what one porn video had shown as merely a fantasy. I was forced out on a fishing boat into deep water off the coast of Central California. This was never videotaped and no recording of any kind was made to preserve what happened. There was just me and a handful of muscular guys who took advantage of me. This was real life at its most brutal. Each of the men beat me up so that I was nearly unconscious. Then each one of them took turns fucking me against my will so far away from the safety of the shore. As a massive young guy who was made to look that way after using steroids, I sure looked like I should have been able to take care of myself. My impressive masculinity conveyed the outward message that I was fully capable physically of defending myself against any peril. I did not look at all like I was vulnerable or someone who could be hurt. And yet, what you saw in my outward appearance did not align with what happened to me. Everyone on that commercial fishing boat laughed and cheered at my suffering. The captain rang the ship's bells aggressively and wildly each and every time that each and every rapist was ejaculating into me uncontrollably like men will do. The bells rang out with the sound of erotic cruelty. And after the final guy had fucked me really rough, and the captain had rung his bells one last time as that last guy shot the final load into me, it was all over. I never saw it coming. The men grabbed me, and they hacked off my cock and balls mercilessly. I did not know I could scream so loud like you might imagine some vanquished wild animal out in the jungle who was devoured by lions. The men made me swallow my own manhood. Yeah, that's what they did. The fuckers. I almost stopped breathing as they shoved my severed balls and cock deep down my throat and laughed at my humiliation and defeat. Then they grabbed me together as a group and threw me off the side of that fishing boat as they cheered and shouted their farewells to me. I was in the middle of screaming as I plunged headfirst into the Pacific Ocean. Then I suddenly felt calm. I enjoyed relief at last. It was so much better when I started making friends with the fishes. They were so peaceful and loving. They all accepted me deep in the ocean waters like nobody on land ever had shown me. Then their affection for me morphed into a feeding frenzy. All that was left of me was a mess of bloody goo floating near the floor of the ocean. Then all the fishes swam away where they were caught by the men on that exact boat I had been thrown from. Yeah, that's right. Those particular fish who ate me were sold as high-priced fresh, local seafood to hungry land dwellers who dined sipping expensive wine at fancy Santa Barbara restaurants. The ones with the priceless ocean views.
You have just heard episode 2 of season 9 from the Taboo Podcast from Las Vegas. The episode was titled The Bells Rang Out with the Sound of Erotic Cruelty. This was written by the podcast series creator Madeira D'Souza, also known as Woody. Thank you for listening to The Bells Rang Out with the Sound of Erotic Cruelty.